With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Windsor police think this morning's fire at a vacant house downtown is suspicious. The house, painted with different colors a few years ago, went up in flames just after midnight. Fire officials say the building is a total loss. Nobody was hurt, but the police arson unit is investigating and asks residents and businesses in that area to check their security cameras. It's near Olette and Elliott Street. Meanwhile, an investigator is trying to find the cause of a house fire on Langlois Avenue this morning. That's near Cataraqui. Four people are out of their home now. Firefighters say heavy smoke was coming from the basement when they arrived, and the preliminary damage estimate is $200,000. The OPP is investigating a fatal crash yesterday in Leamington that killed a 28-year-old on a motorcycle. They say the motorcycle struck a guardrail at the intersection of Mercia Road 2 and 19. Mercia Road 2 was closed during the investigation, but reopened just after 8 last night. Bank of Canada Governor Tiff Macklem says the bank is getting closer to cutting interest rates. He says there's signs inflation is coming down and staying down. The CBC says he appeared before the House of Commons Finance Committee this morning. The bank plans to make its next announcement on interest rates on June 5th. Right now, the key lending rate is still 5%, and inflation in March was 2.9%. Greenhouse gas emissions rose in Canada in 2022. Numbers from the new National Inventory Report show they reached 708 megatons, compared with 698 the year before. Now, remember, that's when the economy was picking up again after COVID. It's lower than it was pre-pandemic, when Canada had 752 megatons. Ozempic makers Novo Nordisk says its weight loss drug Wegovy will be available to patients in Canada on Monday. It's for patients who are significantly overweight and have an accompanying condition like diabetes or sleep apnea. The Canadian press says it's a higher dose than Ozempic and isn't intended for cosmetic use. And a Grammy Award-winning guitarist who inspired musicians like Bruce Springsteen, Steve Earle, and George Harrison has died at the age of 86. That's Dwayne Eddy. CNN says he came to prominence in the 50s and 60s with hits like Peter Gunn and Because They're Young. You may have heard his music in the movie Forrest Gump. The Leafs have Game 6 tonight against the Bruins. Boston's up 3-2 in the series. In the NBA, the Bucks and Pacers have Game 6, and it's Game 6 for the Knicks and the 76ers. Sunshine 23 today. We'll get more clouds tonight with a slight chance of showers down to 12. Sun and cloud to start tomorrow, then showers or a thunderstorm in the afternoon, and 26. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.